Speaking of good punting, one man who knows all about that, he's one of the smartest minds in Australian racing, is Dominic Byrne. It's always a pleasure to have Dominic on Racing Pulse. Good morning, Dom. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks, Michael.
Just come back from a holiday, nice and refreshed?
Yes, a little bit of work. I bookended a couple of meetings with a break. So, yes, it's lovely to be back.
What meetings did you attend overseas?
Oh, my own company meetings.
Oh, okay. Not a worry. Now, I am fascinated about this equation that you have come up in regards to the whip controversy and protest. First of all, before we discuss your equation, what's your overall thought on the whip issue at the moment and protest hearings? Should there be protests allowed on excessive whip use?
Well, the whip ruling itself has been, you know, probably 10 years in the making, and Andrew Harding, who's another sad loss to Australia, probably would have been running Australian racing by now had he stayed here and not in Hong Kong. He was a front runner in this and perceived the public perception that the, you know, it's only headed one way, that the public doesn't like watching the horses get whipped. And in order to, so the stewards are brought in back since 2009, many very, very good rules, or Australian Racing has brought in very, very many good rules about what a jockey can do with the whip. And it's progressed now to the point where, you know, they have made available to stewards and to the public and to the owners, actually, the opportunity to protest. I think the rule needs quantification, though, or even if they don't write it in the rule, stewards need some sort of guidance or benchmark to work by. And I think my formula, you know, somewhat provides that.
So just explain your formula, Dom, and how you came up with it.
Well, I came up with it, it came to me in about 10 or 20 seconds, and I've thought about it ever since, and I'm struggling to find a better formula for it, but, you know, there are coefficients there, like, you know, basically it means that the number of excess whip against the rules over the limit divided by 10. So if a jockey in length, so if a jockey hits the horse 10 times illegally, then it would be equate to one length. So if he doesn't win by more than a length, the protesting horse should be able to get the race. It's going to be an extremely rarely used rule. The steward who was in charge of the meeting that's caused all the controversy was it James Hitchcock, I think, is that his name, at Ballarat?
Yes.
He was explaining this the first time in Victoria. So it's not one that's going to sort of, you know, get up people's noses too badly if it happens. But I've got to say, I watched that replay. I wasn't aware of it. I was away, but I watched it afterwards. And I would have thought if ever there is a protest going to be upheld on the basis of this ruling, it would have been that one where the boy rode the eventual winner with sheer desperation to catch the leader. He used a tactic to win, that is excessive whip, that is against the rules. And reading the steward's report, whilst it possibly could have been better worded, I interpret that what he's saying is that, and he did clarify it in his post-meeting interview, the steward, that, you know, they couldn't quantify it to be, you know, more than 0.1 of a length. Well, the horse, he got up in the last stride and won by 0.1 of a length. What they were able to do was quantify other things about the fact that they were able to prove that he rode the horse five times, hit the horse five times illegally, for which, you know, they gave him a penalty. And furthermore, he hit the whip illegally two consecutive strides. You're not allowed to do that either, and he got a further fine for that. So those things were able to be quantified, but not the margin. Or, to be fair to the steward, he's quantified the margin as less than 0.1 of a length. Well, you'll never uphold one based on that.
Well, it does seem here in Victorian racing, you know, I know Chief Steward Terry Bailey's actually been on record and said that he would find it hard to ever uphold a whip protest. So it seems we have a rule or an option of a protest here, which is pretty much a moot point, which will never be upheld in Victorian racing. So have you had discussions with any stewards or Racing Australia about your formula and the process or the possibility of maybe having it implemented?
No, I haven't. I get on very well with all the stewards, and I'd be happy to discuss it with them. I'm surprised Terry would say that because, you know, if you picture... I put an example on Twitter, didn't get very much response, but, you know, that's Twitter, whereby, you know, if a jockey hit a horse every second stride from the top of the straight to the 100 metres mark and exceeded the number of legal hits by 10. So he just kept hitting the horse every second stride, bang, 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 bang. Like, pitch Mick Dittman in the old days when it was, you know, legal and not frowned upon. And the horse won by a quarter of a length or won by a nose, let's say, and the second horse protested. Well, surely... if the stewards aren't prepared to act upon such a circumstance as that, well, you know, the rule would be a bad rule if it's not being policed. I mean, Michael McHugh, Chief Justice, said that any rule that can't be policed is a bad rule. This rule can be policed. It's just going to take a brave steward to be the first one to do it.
Are you in the thought process of what Andrew Harding may be, that the whips will become obsolete?
I think it's probably a certainty that they would be outlawed eventually for the purpose of making a horse try to make a horse run faster. I think to carry there are other purposes for a horse. You know, when he's, you know, not trying, unless he comes out of a barrier in a 3,200 meter race and he lethargically doesn't want to participate, and the jockey, you know, hits him with the whip to get him going and remind him this is a horse race, this is what we're supposed to be doing. So carrying the whip has other purposes, but, you know, watching one get flogged from the 300 metres to the 100 metre mark is, and the Australian board enacting against, you know, in concert with public opinion, that that's not a desirable thing. This rule is there, and it's only headed one way. It's headed towards making whips to make horses go faster in, you know, down the straight, as being eventually it will be outlawed. Yes,
Dominic, it's always great to get your thoughts on Australian racing. I know you're one of the best minds on racing. You're in Sydney. A question without notice: the proposed changes to the Sydney Carnival and the Everest and moving the Craven. Do you have any opinion on those?
Well, I can see that the Australia, New South Wales for a long time, Sydney for a long time, seems to have thrown their hands up in the air and just said, well, you know, the spring is for Melbourne and we won't participate. We'll not, you know, pull up stumps early and just put on the, you know, lead up races. So I can see, you know, why they would want to play competitively, like all racing enthusiasts. However, you know, I'd love to see more harmony between the states, and I actually thought that was going to happen with new leadership in the last 5 to 10 years, but alas, it hasn't, has it?
No, it certainly hasn't. I know you've only just got back in Australia. Do you like anything today?
Oh, I couldn't tell you a runner today. I heard you talking about the Melbourne Cup, though, well, you know, it's a very short price, and you'd have to wait, I suppose, but... Francis Vassisi would have won the Melbourne Cup and last year, and, you know, he's smartly not raced the horse in order not to get its rating up too much any higher and get shoveled into the race. And, you know, he's going to come in with that beautiful factor of not being exhausted through an autumn campaign. So, you know, I think if I was going to have a long-term bet, it would be him, even if he's only $15 or $20.
Yeah. Dom, once again, appreciate your time. I'd love to touch base with you as we lead into the Melbourne Spring Carnival as well on Racing Pulse.
Okay, you've got my number. Thank you.